We are still continuing our series with Thus Saith God's Word. Have you ever, you know, just kind of been led in the wrong direction? Or someone told you something that wasn't true, that guided you down a wrong road? Have you ever gotten some bad information you thought was true, but it's not true, and then you had lost money because of it? Guidance is what we're going to be talking about tonight. And we're going to find out what thus says God's word on guidance. This is time out for, you know, tarot cards. It's time out for people who are just giving out information. It's time out for people who may or may not have your best interest at heart. And we believe that they do. So we're taking counsel from the ungodly. I wanted to make sure that you tuned in tonight to talk about what does God say about guidance? Where should you be looking for your guidance? Who should you be looking for your guidance from? Where should it be coming from? And how do you know when it's God? And how do you know when it's not God? So the thing that I want to make sure that everybody does tonight is kind of look over your life. And when you made some mistakes, did you get guidance from someone else? I mean, literally, sometimes you'll get guidance. Have you ever seen people that aren't married try to tell you how to be married? Anybody have experienced that with me? You have somebody that's single, I don't have a boyfriend, but they trying to tell you what to do with your boyfriend. Have you ever seen people like that? Have you ever seen people who aren't a homeowner renting, but going to try to tell you about you being a homeowner? I mean, you have people who don't have experience, but what they trying to give you guidance on. The reason why I'm one of the top life coaches is because I have had experience. I've had some experiences in life, because I can't teach you what I don't know, and I can't lead you where I don't go. So a lot of times, where are you getting your guidance is the question tonight. So, you know, I'm always coming from the series, Thus Saith God's Word, because I'm studying this particular book that is giving me guidance in my coaching and applying the Bible to what I'm coaching others about. So the first thing that we want to talk about, everyone desires to know the future, right? Everyone desires to know what my future's like. What should I be doing in the future? Can I plan for my future? How is it supposed to look? But the devil's book on guidance. Now, y'all get a pencil and paper, because I didn't know some of this stuff. You know, I'm sharing because I didn't know. So make sure you got something to write down, because I didn't know that some of this stuff is of the devil. Now, some things I did, but some things I did. So listen, how to know one's future. Horoscopes. Yeah, kind of knew that was of the devil. ESP. Never really knew anybody with some ESP, but apparently it must be real. And if it is, it's still not of God. Interpretations of dreams. Now, wow, I didn't know that. Here's another one. They also have, and a lot of these things are everywhere, right? You got young and old people that are caught up in fortune telling. Now, listen, my grandma used to take me with her to the fortune teller so she can find out about what my granddaddy was doing. Anybody ever had your family members take you to a fortune teller? I promise you, it happens. So fortune telling, we know that's not of God. Seances, we definitely know that's not of God. What about those Ouija boards? Well, we definitely know, too. Those things aren't of God. You even have high officials consult prophets and prophetess. And you've got parents who follow guidance of ungodly counselors to rear their children and reap heartbreak. Now, this is what this book is saying. Now, we're getting ready to give you some scriptures on what God says about this. But listen to this. Even Christians are searching madly for guidance. Now, there's a man by the name of John Wesley, and he warned, "Do not hastily ascribe or assign all things to God." Do you know sometimes we do that? We can find $20 on the ground, and most people will say, "Hallelujah! Thank Jesus. Yes, my God is raining down some money. But it wasn't your $20. And you didn't ask anybody else around you. Did they lose $20? You just stuck it in your pocket or purse. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm the only one that's done that before. But anyway, do not easily suppose dreams, voices, impressions, visions, or revelations to always be from God. They may be from Him, they may be from nature, and they may be from the devil. Now, I didn't know anything about that. I was thinking, you know, if it's some type of revelation, oh, that automatically comes from God. No, not automatically. It's not automatic. So don't just trust it. So here's what we're supposed to do. It says, believe not every spirit, but try those spirits, whether they be from God. In other words, you got to go to your word. Now, if you don't know your word, how are you going to go to the word to be able to try it against the word? That's why Miss Sharon is in this book right now. Because you can be sold anything when you don't know. But when you do know, can't anybody just tell you anything? Because now, what? You know. All right. So beware of accepting prophecy from someone else for guidance for your life. Now listen, have y'all ever been in these churches sometime and you got a person who been in the church, they don't know you, but they done prophesied over your life and it sounds like it's pretty good. Like, oh Lord, that should be me. That's from God. Well, God, according to the Bible, always deals with the individual. In other words, didn't nobody have to tell you nothing. Let God tell you what God wants for your future. You don't have to wait on somebody to prophesy to you. First of all, God is going to deal with you. And a prophecy, according to this, may come to confirm what God has already told you. Well, now that was some learning from Miss Sharon. I was like, He may confirm through prophecy what he has already spoken to the person. And in Psalms 32:8, here's the scripture to go along with this guidance. Here's what it say. I will instruct thee. I will teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. This is what God is telling you. He will guide you. He will tell you what to do. He will give you confirmation. As soon as he deals with you, he's going to give you some confirmation. God is the only one who knows your past, your present, and your future. Now, sometimes we say that, but some of us still playing the lottery. Did I say that? Sometimes, you know, your capabilities and needs, you have to understand God is the only one who knows what you can do, what you can't do, and what you need and what you don't need. All right, so here's some more scriptures to go with guidance. Come on, write it down. Psalms 27:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. This should be our prayer every day. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. What does that mean? God, act like I'm three. Let me know exactly what you want me to do so that I can get about your business. God will not force his will on anyone. He's not a rapist. He's not a burglar. He's not going to force you to do anything. So you have to be teachable. You have to be sincere. You have to be yielded and watchful. Be leading reasonable and bear witness with your spirit, not somebody else's spirit. Bear witness with your own spirit. Now here's another scripture to go with guidance. Romans 12:2. And look, y'all already saying it, ain't you? I know that's some of y'all's favorite scripture. You already saying it. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes, now you know what? I think I'm going to take that on as a scripture. Now, Psalms 23 is my favorite scripture, many of you know. But I think Romans 12, 2 is going to have to be my second. Now, they also got Psalms 25, 9. The meek will he guide. Come on now, wait a minute. Meek. What do you have to be meek? Well, first of all, you have to be humble. Now, some of us aren't even humble enough to listen. Hey, Jeffrey, how you doing? You have to be meek. You have to be meek, okay? So let's go back. The meek will he guide in that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The meek. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. So what I realized was, guys, I wasn't as meek or as humble as I needed to be to even hear from God. Hey, Francis, how you doing? I mean, I promise you, I thought I was, right? But I was so busy leading God. Now, God, this is what I want to do. So come on here. I need you to help me do. Now, God, I done had a dream. I done had a dream, Jesus. And this is what I think I'm supposed to do. And here, I need you to make sure you talk to this person over here. Make sure I get this loan. Make sure I do. Listen, that's not following God. That's not being led by God. That's not listening for God's will in your life. That's you leading God. And then you wonder why you don't get no results. Anyway, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Some of y'all already saying it. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, for those who have chose to be led, I promise you, you are successful right now in what you're trying to do. Matter of fact, your cup is running over. You shall know where you are with God by the fruits you are or are not bearing. Are you guided by God, or are you guided by your flesh? Are you looking to be admired by man, or are you looking to impress your God? Are you seeking to be the top, the first, the best, or are you humble enough to allow God to and ask God, what do you have me do, Lord, every day, and who can I serve for you? I mean, look at your thoughts. What are you thinking? What are you saying on a daily basis? And then you can evaluate why you aren't getting any results. Guidance is what we're talking about tonight. And thus saith God's word. And in thus saith God's word, here's the last one. Psalms 25, 4 and 5. Show me thy ways, O Lord, for thou art the God of my salvation. And thee do I wait. Are we waiting on God? Or are we impatient? Now listen, guys, I ain't always had patience myself. I promise you, I wanted it yesterday. And then if I think about some of the stuff I used to want when I was younger, if God had actually given me some of that stuff, guys, I promise you, I don't know where I would be today. I probably would be down the wrong path because I still was caught up in materialistic things. I still was caught up with, God, I want the perfect job. God, I want money. God, I want a big house. God, I want a nice car. God, I want friends just to love me, love me, love me. God, I want to just be admired by people. Listen, it ain't even about you while you here. If God picked you to come to this earth to serve him and you caught up with the earthly things that are here, you're on the wrong path. If things aren't working for you, there's a reason why. You're being guided by the wrong things. So now we have some specific directions. God say, listen, pray to me for me to reveal to you. Did he say prophesy to you? He said, I will reveal to you and you will get confirmation from me through someone else. But I'm going to talk to you first. Have you ever seen people to say, oh, you are my husband or you are my wife. And I'm like, wait a minute now. God didn't say it. When was God going to let me know I'm supposed to be your wife? I used to have men tell me that all the time. God told me you were my wife. I was like, he left me out of the conversation. What happened, Jesus? What? Did you forgot to tell me? God is not going to do it that way. So let's stop with the superficial things that we're expecting guidance from. Open your Bible. Whatever topic you need guidance in is in there. I promise you. So keep your Bible open. Keep your heart where it needs to be, which is focused on God. Ask him on a daily basis, what is his will for your life? And have him make it plain. And I promise you, you will get an answer. Thank you so much. You know I only keep you 15 minutes at It Is All About You. Give me a call at 336-618-1670. You know I love you, and there is nothing you can do about it.